aren't even past midnight yet. It's still not the 4th. People are still July 30.
Yes, I celebrated by exploding my head, which I did for a month, and now I'm here, and I needed a haircut, but realized I don't really have much hair, so I just buzzed it. I didn't shave it, just buzzed it. Two, I think, of 4 is what the barber would call it, maybe a 3.
I think if you went to the barber, they would be like, this is not even.
Well, yeah. I agree with that, but I think it's better. I feel better.
That's all that matters, really.
Like, I honestly was like, oh, like with the beard, it was like, I knew I was going to look like an idiot. But with this one, it's like, maybe this is like just the new you, and this is how you do it, and I don't feel bad about it. I feel like it's actually better than the long hair.
So, are you sure not planning on joining a cult soon?
I thought that's what we were doing.
I would never agree to do much with you, much less join a cult.
We're not joining a cult.
You look like you're going to, though.
Creating a cult.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you pinned me for the wrong person.
I need to relook at my notes. Damn it.
Maybe if you go the Mooney style and you just get like a bunch of random people to marry each other one day out of the year, every year you can make a lot of money and they'll be like, yeah, of course that's the haircut of the savior.
One day out of the year, a lot of money. I like 2 of those words.
Yeah, well, I know words that people like.
I like a year.
Mm-hmm. And money. But a year is not actually a word.
No money. The fuck at the money.
Okay, well. There's got to be something else redemptionary about your choices.
This choice I feel really good about. I'm sorry, like.
Was it because you were getting too hot at night because the air conditioner's not in your room?
Oh, I'm always hot, girl. No, it was because my hair looks stupid because it's thinning. Short, it's just like, hey, okay.
Well, give me a little bit of a stand-up turnaround.
A stand-up turnaround?
Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Now lean back a little so I can see the back of your head. Because I wasn't really paying attention. You're one of the lucky ones, okay? That if you shave it all off, you're not gonna be like, oh wow, I didn't know there was this huge dent in the left side of my head that nobody told me about. Because when I was a little kid, I ran into the fucking countertop and...
Right, and then you forget all these years you've gone through life and you forgot about that moment and then you buzz cut and you're like, oh man, I forgot about that huge fucking pothole in my head.
Yeah, I don't know about this because I'm a girl and I've always had short but long hair.
Wait, have you had short butt hair?
Excuse me?
Short butt long hair.
No.
So you have a short butt with long hair.
I have a big butt with hair that doesn't grow very long on my head. Regardless. One of my biggest reasons, even in the punk phases I've had, to never shave my head is because I'm afraid of those dents or divots that might be there that I don't know about. Because when they take pictures of you as a baby, they really focus on your face and, like, the frontal view. Nobody knows what the hell's going back there.
Jesus, man.
There is a child I know that I don't want to talk about who it is, but I will say this. Do you remember watching, like, Hey Arnold?
Of course.
And then you probably also watched Family Guy with Stewie?
I watched Hey Arnold on repeat because of
But you know, Stewie has the football-shaped head.
Yeah, and Brian's like the dog or something.
Yeah. No, this matters. There was a certain flatness and weird shape outwardly with this child that really, in my developmental stages of wanting to shave my head, told me, it wasn't a good idea because I had gone so long by that point.
What made you want to shave your head, Sinead O'Connor?
No, I just fucking wanted to rebel against everything my parents told me was like things. So maybe, yeah.
Oh no.
Fuck the Catholic Church.
I'm gonna shave my head.